Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee. And today's topic is called On Assignment for Christ Jesus. Most recently, we had a huge water claim from a faulty hot water heater that was in our attic. The unit literally exploded internally from a massive amount of steam buildup. It gushed water from the attic down into two living areas. It was a disaster. But then, after having everything removed from our home, we realized that it was just stuff. We came to realize that God allowed this to happen to move us out of our comfort zone and be vulnerable, to depend only on Him. The fact that we are displaced and currently living out of a suitcase and a hotel room is in itself a blessing. God provided for us with an excellent insurance company that is paying to put our home back together. He has provided excellent contractors to help with this process. He has provided us a safe place to stay during this process. But God has also provided us with divine appointments to minister to others around us who are going through trials and tribulations. For instance, the man that cooks the breakfast every morning had a huge water loss in his apartment, and my wife and I got to minister to him and by me, myself, providing advice and coaching to him so that he can file his claim with his insurance company. He is a man without much, but we were able to help him and bless him financially. There have been others who need prayer. One gentleman who works behind the front desk needs Jesus. He's hungry for Christ, but he doesn't know how to get there. Please pray for me as I minister him and present the gospel to him. Please pray for him that he will accept Christ Jesus as his personal Savior. God has shown me that we are to be on assignment all the time and be ready for whatever may come. The fact is, a house is a structure. It provides shelter from the elements. But in contrast, a home is where my wife and family are. We are together, and we make up our home, and we place Christ Jesus in the center of it all. We love Jesus, and we want to live for Him and serve Him. I'm excited to see what the Lord has in store for us today and with all the tomorrows. Putting Christ Jesus first means exactly that. We give thanks for all that He has provided to us. Let me share God's word with you and also the word of God that discusses Jesus before He was arrested and ultimately crucified. Look at Psalm 41, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In John 15, verses 1 through 17, it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are my branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, and you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, so if you do what I have commanded you, no longer I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. Oh, dear friends, these are things that I want you to know about Jesus and what he expects out of all of his followers. If you do not know him, why not believe on the name of the Lord Jesus and you'll be saved? If you already know him, then are you as close to Christ Jesus as you want to be? If not, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart and teach you the ways of the Lord through the reading of his word. I will be praying that you will either come to know Jesus as your Savior, or that if you already know him, that you will seek a closer walk with him. Friends, would you pray with me? And you know, friends, if you want to know Jesus, the Bible says that all you have to do is believe on the name of the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for anyone that does not know you, that they will come to know you as their personal Savior. Father, please forgive them of their sins. Please forgive them of their trespasses. Please forgive them of their unrighteousness, Father. As we know, we all sin and fall very, very short of you, Father. Father, I pray that you'll send your Holy Spirit to minister to them, to bring to light any sins that they're still committing, Father. And Lord, that you will teach them through your Holy Spirit by the reading of your word. Father, I also pray for those that profess to know you but might want a closer walk with you. I pray, Father, that they will entrench themselves in reading the word of God, in reading the Bible, and praying. Lord, I pray that they will pray and spend more time with you. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you for coming into the world to save the world. We thank you for crawling up on that cross. We thank you for taking a whipping for us, that you took the weight of the world on your shoulders. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus dying for us. Lord, thank you for this time tonight and today, Father. We pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Friends, you've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee, and this has been a production of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries, Incorporated. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Take care, and God bless.